ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
You're tuned to the Lord's radio station, and we have LaTanya Anderson in our studio. She is a breast cancer survivor, which means we could call her a victor because she's a victor of breast cancer. Y'all ready for this? And she is also the coordinator of the Let's Get Ready to Rumble 5K Walk, which is going down this Saturday. So we are honored to have her in the studio. Welcome and thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for the invite.
How many years have you a survivor now?
I'm a 6-year breast cancer survivor and counting.
Okay, okay. So tell me a little bit about your story and how you found out and what that journey was like for you.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer on April the 1st, 2011. It was on April Fool's Day, the day I never forget. When the doctor called me and she told me that it came back cancerous and they were setting up my appointment for my chemo and radiation.
How did you feel when you first found out that you had breast cancer?
Oh, my God. It was the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I cried. I was like, Lord, why me? Then something's like, why not you? It's just everything that's happened is just like a test.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through it. I was ready to fight.
And you are a victor now.
Yes.
You have overcome. So tell me, you know, was your family there with you or did you feel alone or did you have a lot of support?
I never felt alone. I had a great support team all the way through. Mm-hmm. Family, friends, coworkers, you name it. I mean, people who I didn't know, we established a good relationship. Going back and forth to the West Clinic, you meet different people each and every time you go there. So I had someone on my side every time.
And walking away from that experience, what were some lessons that you took away from it or how would you say your perspective is different?
I look at life totally different by me going through breast cancer, the chemo, the radiation, being sick, everything. It make you look at life totally different, make you look at people. I see what some people have, they was going through and, okay, how can I put this without getting emotional?
It's okay. It's okay if you get emotional.
Oh, it make you look at life totally different.
Yeah.
Your story, after you go through something in life, it make you look at everything totally different, like a brighter picture.
Yeah, that's good. And you do have a vibrancy about you. So tell me about this Let's Get Ready to Rumble 5K walk. You've been pretty active trying to get support for others after that.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So tell me about this walk and when it started and why you do it and all of that.
When you're in that West Clinic, getting your chemo and radiation, you see so many people there. I mean, they don't have money for snacks. It's always cold there. And they have family members sitting around and, you know, they don't have enough blankets. So, okay, we started out. We could just donate blankets, raise a little money, had a walk, purchase T-shirts. All the proceeds go towards blankets and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Then each year it started getting bigger and bigger. And this year, I mean, it's going to be off the chain. I'm ready.
I'm excited. So then where did you, you're raising money for blankets and for snacks because you want to give to other cancer patients.
Yes, ma'am.
And so how did you fund all of this?
Working two jobs, had my friend girl, Latasha Pearson. Mm-hmm. We on the phone coming up with different ideas on what we're going to do, how can we raise money. And we both had this pride by going out asking people for anything. We rather just try to get the money on our own, work hard,
mm-hmm.
and sell more T-shirts each and every year. People start sponsoring.
Okay.
We've been working hard.
And your T-shirts look pretty cool.
Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to getting one. So what can we expect this Saturday?
Oh, my God. We have plenty of food. We're going to walk. We're going to pray. We got the praise singers. They're going to be there.
Okay.
They have a game truck. They have the bouncer for the kids. Some board of supervisors are going to be there. It's going to be off the chain.
Off the chain. And what's the attendance like each year? You said it's been growing each year.
Oh, last year we had almost, 400 people to show up?
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
And now you have the festival that's happening at the same time. And so that's good. That's going to be really good. And what's the time?
It starts at 10 and ends at 1.
And is it free to attend?
It's free to attend. But if you have some extra cash or whatever, we're accepting donations. Or you can just bring a blanket or some snacks, mm-hmm. to help out. Mm-hmm. towards the cancer patients.
So it's free to attend, but you are hoping that people will give donations to the cause.
Give donations to the cause, or, hey, we're going to have some extra T-shirt. They can purchase a T-shirt.
Okay, that sounds good. And the food is free, too?
Food is free, game truck, bounces.
So is
entertainment, you name it. We got it.
Sounds good. Well, it sounds like you are definitely on a roll, and we really appreciate all that you're doing, and we hope that it continues to grow. And we're excited. This is going to be at the GW Henderson Recreation Center, and you can come and meet Miss Anderson live in person.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, everyone, I really want to encourage you to be there. We're going to be there, and we hope to see you there. It's going to be a great, fun event for the family. Something free you can bring the whole family to. You can walk together, walk for the cause.
And, yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And we'll be singing and just having a good time. And there'll be vendors there as well, right?
Yes, yes. My best friend, Latasha Pearson, she might just sing a song.
Okay.
You never know about her.
Hey. Well, we want to thank you so much for taking time to come to our studio to tell us a little bit about your story and about what you're doing. And we are looking forward to seeing you tomorrow on Saturday at the Let's Get Ready to Rumble 5K Walk. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready too. See you then. Looking for something to do this weekend? I have just the thing for you. This Saturday, October 21st, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., bring the whole family out to the free fall festival at the G.W. Henderson Center in Tunica, Mississippi, with the balloon artists, face painting, door prizes, fun bounces, and more. Also,
let's get ready to rumble!
The 5K Walk for Breast Cancer will be going down. Sponsored by LaTanya Ladybug Anderson. The walk starts at 10 a.m. and lunch will be served at noon. For more information or to buy a t-shirt for the walk, call 662-671-1955. That's 671-1955. 671-1955. At the event, donations will be accepted for blankets and snacks to breast cancer patients. Wonderful opportunity to help someone else. This Saturday, it's the free fall festival for the family and the 5K walk for breast cancer, all happening this Saturday, October 21st, starting at 10 a.m. at the GW Henderson Center on Abbey Drive in Tunica, Mississippi. KJIW will be there, and we hope to see your face in the place. Come on out and let's have some fun.